welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Technology skills such as artificial intelligence or machine learning, digital marketing and design thinking will be important to drive the future growth, finds a survey by edtech firm Great Learning. The analysis of 307 corporates focused on finding out top skills that organizations will need to drive future performance and how they may plan to bridge the impending skill deficit among their ranks. As per the survey, 25% of all companies believe AI or machine learning are the most crucial skills needed to ensure an organization's future growth. Digital marketing emerged second with 19% finding it most crucial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday met with the members of JP Morgan's International Council in New Delhi and discussed his vision for making India a $5 trillion US dollar economy by 2024. This was the first time that the International Council met in India since 2007. Uber may soon make Google Maps redundant for most public transport users. If you frequently plan your end-to-end journey by comparing various modes of transport in terms of time and fare, you can do it on the Uber app itself. Currently, users check out Google Maps directions feature to figure out how long a cab, metro, or bus will take to reach from one place to another. San Francisco-based Uber has partnered with Delhi Metro Rail Corporation to bring public transport feature on its app. The feature will provide different mode options and transfers required on the route. Two top Indian private sector lenders on Tuesday signaled stress in their loan books as the banks grapple with the worst economic slowdown in years that has increased bad loans across the sector. Kotak Mahindra Bank, the nation's third largest lender by market value, trimmed its full-year loan growth forecast, while the sixth biggest bank, Axis Bank Limited, said its small business and small and medium enterprises categories have come under pressure due to delayed payments. Gold prices in India, the world's second biggest gold consumer, remained range-bound this week, tracking muted global cues. The safe haven asset will likely pick up demand ahead of Dhanteras festival and Diwali as per commodity analysts. Gold prices have come off about 4% or rupees 2000 per 10 gram after hitting new highs last month. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for the Business News Podcast. Bye for now.